Let's journey together. A moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. What provision are you receiving from God? We read in Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." I'll tell you, there are numerous word pictures that pop into my mind when I hear that every need will be supplied for. And they aren't all about a better life for me personally. I envision overflowing water wells in Africa, a new pair of shoes for a man who is homeless, a table filled with food for a family struggling to feed their children, a financial gift to help a single mom pay her bills, colorful flowers covering the roadside following a season of harsh weather, birds attending their chirping chicks, friends, family. What about you? What word pictures come to mind when you hear that God supplies for all of your needs? When I search for blessings, I find evidence everywhere. And though I've not been homeless, there have been times when I wondered where my next meal was coming from and how I was going to pay an electric bill. Yet God, my good shepherd, was with me and is with me. Unless we have experienced God's provision, it's difficult to describe the emotions one feels when the impossible is suddenly a reality. As difficult as explaining our experience may be, it doesn't make it any less true. God will supply for our needs abundantly. Stop for one moment and consider what God has given you. Your breath. One more day. The ability to praise Him. What else would you add to the list? Let's journey together. Praise you, Abba. May your face shine on me as I go about the day. Purify my heart, bring clarity to my mind so that I may see all you have done and be grateful. Remove any bitterness, resentment, and unforgiving thoughts keeping me from reaping your abundance. To you be all glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.